Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Transferring Benita Miles.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Benita.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, so again, my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. What year were you diagnosed?
I think 2010.
2010?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, not at this moment.
No, okay. And next here, the Depo information. Did you consume or use the name brand injectables, Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And again, did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? Benita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes to the question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry. And then what year, estimating, this could be best to your knowledge, but what year did you first start using it?
2004.
2004. Do you know what year you roughly stopped?
2010.
2010.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said it was meningioma you were diagnosed with. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Okay, thank you. And then Vinita, is that V-I-N is a Nancy, I-T-A?
Uh-huh.
And then last name, M-I-L-E-S?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, and then we have your email here. It looks like it's first name, last name at gmail.com. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then cell phone, is it 662-694-5612?
Yes, ma'am.
Is yourself. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
T-E-A-U.
Oh, I'm sorry. The phone broke up. What was it?
662. I'm going to say 156.
Oh.
No. 1156.
1156.
Uh-uh.
I'm so sorry. The phone broke up again. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat it?
Okay. Hold on. 156.
156?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then street?
Chateau. Chateau Lane. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Starville, Starkville.
Okay. Perfect. Mississippi, 39759. Okay. Sorry. Thank you. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your date of birth?
10/7/77.
Again, it was 10/7/1977.
1977.
I'm so sorry, repeat it.
October 7th, 1977.
October 7th, 1977. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then your social?
426-311-1151.
And again, 426-311-1151. Hello? Benita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, was that right? The 426-311-1151?
1151. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you know the, I know your diagnosis was a while back, so if you don't remember the doctor's name, that's okay. Do you know at least the facility or hospital you were diagnosed at?
Oxibahaw County.
What was the name of it?
Oxibahaw County. Oxibahaw
County.
Uh-huh.
Hospital.
Uh-huh.
In what city?
Starville, Mississippi.
Is it the OCH?
Yes, that's right. OCH.
Okay.
That's the abbreviation for it.
Okay, on Hospital Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
They ran some, you know, like did an MRI and...
Okay.
CT scan. Mm-hmm.
Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
I was diagnosed with mesothelioma.
Was that before the diagnosis?
No, this was, I was diagnosed with it after I started taking
Was it after the meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it wasn't prior.
No.
Okay. And I'm sorry to hear about that as well. And then do you remember the prescribing hospital clinic that you went to get the depot shots or the doctor's name?
Tommy Cobb at OCH.
It's Tammy Cobb?
Tommy.
Cobb?
C-O-B-B.
Okay, at what hospital or clinic?
Oxibahaw County.
Okay, so it was done at the Hospital Road? Okay. And then your pharmacy name?
Walmart Super Center.
Walmart
Super Center.
In what city?
Sovereign, Mississippi.
Okay. On Highway 12?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, for your diagnosis?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring they can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay.
662.
Oh, do they live with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. 662.
722.
1792.
1792.
Okay. And then their name?
Chelsea Bell.
Chelsea Bell?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chelsea J. Bell.
And then relationship?
My daughter.
Daughter. Okay, perfect. And then bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.